I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's this guy in Utah. His name is Tim. He was hanging out, drinking with his neighbor recently. Not easy to get alcohol in Utah in some places, so good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got that moonshine.
He's got that moonshine going on. So he's drinking with his neighbor. Next thing you know, they're having some beverages. Then a baby bird falls out of the sky, lands right next to him and his buddy. I guess it was a two-week-old finch that couldn't fly yet. And they knew it would die if they didn't get it some help, but they were both too drunk to drive at that point. So what did they do? This is a pretty ridiculous story, but awesome. They called the bird an Uber. I love this.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
This is modern day thinking right here, buddy. Yeah, and they sent the Uber with the bird in it to a nearby wildlife center. And of course, the workers are confused because they open up the Uber and inside it's just a bird. And they're like, what is going on? And the driver had to explain what was happening.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if the driver's like, I don't know, the bird called an Uber. I'm bringing it here.
I don't have to tell you about it. Here's Tim, the original drunk guy that started all this.
Sitting in some camp chairs, hanging out, having a few drinks, when we had a visitor fall out of the sky. At first, it was a joke, like, hey, maybe we should just call it Uber, you know? And then we're like, no, really, that's why not? We're paying them.
Yeah.
Dude's crazy because I'm reading a little bit about it. And when the bird first fell, they were like, what the hell do we do? So they posted on Facebook, they took a picture of the bird. Like, what do we do? And everyone's like, take it to where you need to take it. And they're like, we're drunk. We can't go anywhere. And they started joking about the whole Uber thing. The first driver canceled when they found out what was going on. It was the second driver that said, "Hey, I'll drive the bird."
Oh, that's cool. Why would you cancel if you got a nice fare and they're paying you?
It seems like a weird prank.
Yeah. Well, it turns
out
it wasn't.
They like a bird in their car.
Yeah. Well, the bird's not going to do much because they're not doing too well.
I mean, you don't know that if you're just an Uber driver.
It might poop.
Yeah.
Oh, bird pooping in the car is probably not the worst thing that's ever happened to an Uber driver when you think about it.
Hate to agree with you, but you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they put like the bird in a box and just say, here's the bird.
It's a bird in a box.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I guess. I mean, you got to do something, right?
I love that they're calling the bird Uber at the wildlife place.
Oh, that's a great name. Bird's doing a lot better, too. They think they'll be able to release this bird, a little Uber, back into the wild. A little Uber going to go back with his people. Or his peeps, I probably should say. Right? Yeah,
that's a 5-star rating for the Uber driver, right?
Yeah, right. They're getting paid anyway.
You know, it's a feel good story. I don't think I would have done that. I would have been like,
I wouldn't have thought to do that.
I would have thought, well, you know, I'm going to just throw it in the forest and hopefully it's okay.
Throw it in the forest?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of throw do you have?
Good God!
Are you going to wing it?
Yeah, I've seen him do the first pitch. He ain't throwing it very far.
Yeah.
He ain't going straight either, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I've done with some birds. If they're still, I don't know how alive they are, so I just put them back in the wild. What are you going to do? I mean, I suppose either it's somebody's dinner or it figures it out.
You're going to call an Uber. That's what you're going to do.
From now on.
Oh, sorry.
They need a new company called Uber.
I mean, that's what nature is. I mean, some birds are meant to fall out of the tree so that they can be food for somebody, right?
I mean, you can say that about anything then.
That's what nature is.
If you fall? No one picks you up because that's what nature is. This guy just got to stay there by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're humans, man.
Oh, okay. So we deserve special treatment.
I mean, humans should treat humans well. I mean, as far as a bird, I don't care. I think we forget that these animals are here to feed off each other. That's what they're here to do.
One person said, did the bird send out a tweet about this later?
Yeah, really. They should have been off Facebook and on Twitter. That's really where they should have been. Got a question for you. I don't know if anybody, maybe Danny. Danny travels more than anybody else in the show.
Yes.
He goes back and visits Lily, and I travel a lot. So, Danny, do you ever talk to a random person sitting next to you on a plane?
I try not to, but last time I got stuck talking to the person for the entire flight.
Did you start?
Oh, my God. No.
Why don't you just fall asleep on them?
I really tried, but I felt rude. And the girl was, I got bumped to first class, which was awesome. And I was just sitting next to this girl, and she just starts talking to me about like first class and how great it was. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll make some small talk. But then she just kept going. And I was like, all right. Yeah.
You should have. This is my suggestion next time. Go to the bathroom.
Sure.
Then come back. And then just close your eyes before they even have a chance to continue the conversation.
I thought about going to the bathroom and putting on my headphones, but then I realized I forgot my headphones.
Oh, crap. See, now you're screwed.
Yeah.
It is tough. I don't understand how people don't get that, you know, you don't do that. I don't know. You know, I'll make conversation, but then, you know, I have my iPad out with my headphones around my neck, which I start very quickly in the procedure. So when I sit in the chair, first of all, I'm wiping everything down with the web. I'm showing that I'm getting myself ready, and no matter where I am, and I've got it all set up. So it definitely looks like I'm getting ready to watch shows, but... You know, if somebody wants to chat for a couple seconds, I got no problem with that. I can be friendly, but you've got to know when to shut up.
Yeah.
My rule is I only speak when spoken to. I'm not going to start a conversation with anybody on a plane because my hope is to get a nap in. I love taking naps on planes. That makes the trip go way quicker, and I'm one of the lucky people that can fall asleep on a plane. But that doesn't happen when somebody wants to
talk
to you. I know.
You're amazing. You, I don't know how you sleep on a plane the way you do, and I'm very jealous of that because I can't.
Yeah, I could fall asleep. My favorite is when I fall asleep right before takeoff. And I wake up as we're landing. And I'm just like, this was the greatest flight ever.
And I always feel guilty because, you know, like sometimes if we get lucky enough to be in first class, I feel like Steve's going to miss all the cool stuff. Should I wake him up?
That's the same with me, though. Like, I can't fall asleep because I'm like, oh, I'm in premium class. I need to get my free drinks.
Yes.
Or I'm in regular class and I don't want to miss the coffee cart because I'm really tired.
But for me, you know what's better than premium drinks and a bag of nuts? Yeah. Sleeping through the entire
Fair
flight.
Enough.
Can I have your nuts? While you're sleeping.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Oh, nice.
But if I
wake up, I expect to be able to eat my nuts.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're gone, I'm going to ask her because they don't bother you. So I need to be able to say, oh, no, he wants all of his stuff. And then I want to eat all your stuff while you're sleeping.
If I wake up, I want to get those things.
Well, yeah, we'll tape a little sign on you that says, I still want snacks. Leave them in front of me.
Oh, I have a shirt already printed for that.
Oh, perfect.
It just says, give me all the nuts.
Yeah, give me all the nuts.
With a little squirrel underneath it.
Yeah. Because I covet your nuts. Every time I'm over there, you're sleeping.
You can have my nuts.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just see them there, and they're not warm. They're getting colder and colder, and they're just not as good unless they're the warm nuts, and you let them get cold.
So what, you're telling me, though, if you asked for more nuts, they wouldn't give you more nuts?
They probably would. I don't know. See, because they give you
my nuts, and then I'll wake up, and I'll be like, this sir, ma'am, or sir, whoever it is. This guy right next to me ate my nuts.
He stole my nuts while I was sleeping.
I didn't give him permission to eat my nuts.
Yeah, that sounds like a crime.
And they'd probably give me more nuts, and then you'll look at you like they'll put you on the list.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
like the no nut zone.
So, Danny, I got to tell you, man, you had a 95% chance of that not happening. Only 5% of the people say they love to have conversations on planes, and you got that 5%er.
I really did. And, you know, actually, with what started it was she commented on the little warm rag that they give you to wash your hands with her face
cool
or whatever it is. And she's like, this is weird. What's this? Okay. And I was like, I don't know what this is for. And so we were just kind of like, we started talking like that. And I think that was like what we joked about it. So she was like, I'm going to keep talking.
I've never seen anybody wash their face with that thing. It's usually for your hands, but I mean, okay, if you want to wash your face.
I saw somebody else when I flew last week. Some guy was like wiping his mouth and his face, so I kind of did the same thing.
That's
like,
what I did.
I want to fit in.
So after she does if you want her to stop talking, you just kind of elbow me. I got something else that's warm for your hands.
Wow.
That'd have been good.
That's great.
Wow. I also might have been kicked off the plane.
And she looks offended, then you pull out your nuts. it's my bag of nuts, ma'am.
That's what you're pulling out. I got you. Yeah, because you don't want to pull out a bag of nuts. Lady, here's my nut. No, never mind.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, you know, there are actually 8% of people who actually stay in touch with people that they meet on a plane, and they stay in touch and have a friendship. That's insane. That's these, you know, this is the 8% of the people that will, out of the small percent that talk to each other.
Even when I've had a fun conversation, I've had a few fun conversations on planes with people that have been super fun to talk to, but like at the end of it, I never thought, hey, let's exchange numbers and keep in touch.
I don't, it's interesting. If I was a single person, maybe I would. I've had some conversations with some women that I thought, well, I wonder if I, if I was single, I probably would have said, hey, we should get together.
But, really?
Yeah, because I know they were single. They talk about their life and whatever. You know, I'm like, well,
you
know,
made them cry.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Has anyone ever started a relationship? I'm not talking like Mile High. I'm just talking an actual relationship where you're like, hey, let's exchange numbers. I'd love to hang out with you kind of a thing.
That would be cool if you met somebody on a plane.
I've given my number out to a girl like back in my single days in college. But they never called.
Nothing happened.
No, nothing happened. So I misread the situation.
Completely. Did you ever do this? My single days when like you'd be sitting and there's an empty seat next to you and you're watching as people are coming on the plane and you're just like kind of scouting them out.
Oh yeah.
With the kind of like I hope it's that person. I hope it's that. No, damn it, they kept going.
Yeah. Yep.
Hope it's this girl. I hope it's this. God damn it. And then it's always like this large dude that's about as big as me.
Oh yeah.
And he just plops next to me. He's got a giant tub of Chinese food that smells really bad. And I'm like, I lost.
That's the lottery.
How did this happen?
Congratulations.
Right.
I was totally hoping that, but I got sat next to a very, very old dude that just sat there and read the whole time. I'm like, yeah, he doesn't even want to talk to me. I'm not even going to get laid from this guy. Like, eh.
So as a chick, if you're walking on the plane, are you scouting out the empty seats thinking, oh, man, that'd be cool if I sit next to that guy?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God, that guy's hot.
And so you really want people to talk to you?
Well,
if it's a hot guy.
It's a hot guy.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess I get it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I guess that's what we are as human beings. If we find someone attractive, we have no problem having a conversation.
Oh, yeah, I don't need to take a nap then.
See, that's the thing. Since I'm married...
Hot girl trumps naps any day of the week, right?
Right.
Yeah, but yeah. If I'm married, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's
course.
The problem. That's the thing. And so that's why there's nobody I want to talk to on a plane.
Just looking about love stories on an airplane, there's one just 2 days ago on CNN. Dudo is a high school teacher in Boston, and there was an Italian insurance worker, and they met on a plane in 2015, 2019 this year, got married.
A lot of people are wondering, Danny, was the girl hot that you were talking to?
Oh, the one? No, she wasn't.
Okay, that answers also.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. I suspected that, but I wasn't going to ask that question. Glad that the texter brought it up.
So then don't use my warm nuts joke. Don't give up the A material for someone that's not.
I mean,
A
she was
material and attractiveness.
Yeah, that's A material right there.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
She wasn't bad. She was around my age. She just wasn't my type.
She
at all,
wasn't so. Bad.
Yeah, I mean, like I she was. Yeah, I don't know.
See, that's a nice compliment.
It's not my type.
You know what? You're not bad.
Scale 1 to 10.
Four.
Whoa. A four. Nice.
Yeah.
Not well, that is a four.
On a plane, that's like a seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not that much choice on a plane.
So when you say type, is that a way to say that the girl was too heavy?
No. She had like the hipster look going on, like with like I don't know how to explain it, like pastel color. She had the really short bangs.
Oh, okay. So there was
she's like a pixie.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of
so if she
yeah.
had a, she was one of them pixies.
One of them pixies.
So you're saying if she had a different look, she could have been hotter?
Maybe.
Oh, interesting. All
she
right.
had told her that.
Oh. No.
That would have ended the conversation.
That's true. Yeah. If you dress differently.
Yeah, seriously. If you wore your hair differently, this would be a better plane ride for both of us.
Hey, somebody says I started a relationship on a plane in high school. Another person on my way home from basic training, I hooked up with a chick on the plane.
Oh, see,
another texter says I married a girl that I met on an airport shuttle. I was the driver.
I got to think now. I don't know how many military men, if they have the opportunity, and women. I think if you're a woman, who doesn't? I mean, seriously, I think women, you can hook up with anybody you want, can't you? Just because most men want to hook up. But if you're a military dude, with the way people are always, you know, they let you get on the plane first, they salute you for your service. If there's a chick that's at all into a man in uniform, you got to have a, it's got to be a field day if you're a single military person.
Oh, and the man in uniform?
Yeah. I get so jealous, like, man, that guy's probably going to get some action from somebody. Flight attendants are always nice to him. It's like, yeah.
How dare they?
And that's why, you know, I don't talk to young people anymore, like young women, because I'm afraid I look like the creepy old guy. I don't want to look like the guy who looks like, oh, you're hot, I'm talking to you, because I feel like that people will just look at me like, oh, look at that disgusting idiot. Or I don't want her to go, is this happening? Is this creepy old pervert trying to pick up on me? And maybe I'm reading too much Facebook.
Might be.
I mean, where young women get mad at old men that try to even talk to them or be nice to them, and they know, oh, you're trying to pick me up. Stop trying to pick me up, old man. I've kind of feel that. So I'm like, I'm just going to be really polite, but I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just going to take out my iPad. I'm so nervous that someone's going to think I'm a creep.
Why, yeah.
You know, and I just, I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, but it's not my fault somebody's pretty. That's what I want to say to somebody. It's not my fault you're an attractive woman. What do you want me to do?
Well, you should lead with that. Hey, just to let you know, it's not my fault that you're hot, so I won't talk to you.
Yeah. I mean, I would. That's my line to anybody if they give me grief, because they go, are you staring at me, looking at me? And I go, hey, listen, it's not my fault you're hot. Maybe you should dress worse. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't look so good. What do you want me
really?
To do?
Really? Well, I mean, wow, lecherous old man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not my fault. I do my best.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you're doing your best.
I mean, I'm not talking
now
to anybody.
You sound really
it's
creepy.
Not my fault.
I know, but I'm not talking to anybody.
You
but if it's a hot.
It's not my fault you got that sweet skirt with those sweet stems coming out of it.
It shouldn't look so sexy, so well, people don't
nice
stare
turd
at
you. Cutter.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I try to be respectful.
That's like the bottom of respectful.
And by the
that's
way,
it's actually the worst thing ever.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's a bottom of respectful? If you look at somebody and you're not staring at them, but I mean, if you notice someone's attractive, why is that my fault?
Oh.
It's how you act. It's guys like Rev.
It's guys like me.
You said staring.
I'm not staring. I mean, I look and go, God, that girl's pretty, but I don't know how long a stare is a stare.
Well,
but
just
I mean,
don't lick your lips and you're fine.
Really? That's
and
a bad
keep
thing?
Your hands
yeah, that's
out of
that's
your
frowned
pockets.
Upon.
And the hands out of the pockets, too? Damn it, there goes my plane fun.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Cool article in the Huffington Post that comes up with the top touristy things that you should do while you're on vacation.
Oh, okay.
I do get tired of people who go, I want to do what the locals do. I don't want to be, like, you know, I really.
I don't, actually.
Yeah, I like to go see the goofy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on. It's a, come on, you know, I want to live, you know, I don't want to live like I normally live. I want to be treated like I'm on vacation.
Right, because more often than not, doing what the locals do means you're just doing boring stuff. Not,
yeah.
You know, with all due respect, of course. But, like, I don't really want to just sit at, like, some random spot because that's what the locals do. I want to go check out the fun stuff that will be cool memories.
So they're saying the number one thing you should do is hop on, hop off bus tours. They're quick and easy, and a great way to get familiar with the place. That's what I did when I moved here. I really wanted to learn about Seattle, and I thought the best way to do it is do one of those tours. I'll probably know more than the people live in the damn city.
Yeah, I don't. It's funny because I love doing the Ride the Ducks. You know, those I just get a kick out of doing that. But whenever we go on any kind of vacation, we see some of those kind of things, and we're just, I don't know, do I really want to be stuck on a bus with a bunch of people? But then, if it goes in water, I'm in.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
If it does land in sea,
yeah,
you know I'll be there.
Yeah. They're saying visiting a museum is the thing to do.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
there's
yeah.
all kinds of museums
yeah.
out there. I know
you
were
so out immediately with that.
I want to go to Iceland because they have like the sex museum or the penis museum or something like that.
Oh, that's right. A dog museum.
Well,
I'm in.
Yeah, that's of course. Yeah, that's
right.
A different story.
I'm just thinking like some artsy fartsy place. But yeah, of course, like if I came to Seattle and I tell people go, I know this sounds odd. I'm telling you to go to a museum, but go to Mopop because Mopop's fun.
Yeah, that's a different. That's it's almost an insult to call that a museum, but it is.
Right. But like that's like a pop culture type of a thing. I don't think you're not going to see anything like that's boring. But then again, that's just me.
Yeah, I guess subject matter is the key. Some people go, do I really want to look at guitars? And you'd be like, do I really want to look at stupid paintings? I
yeah.
mean,
but,
yeah. Yeah. But they're saying if you hit up at least one art, history, or industry museum while you're in town, that's a cool touristy thing to do.
So far, I'm 0-2 on these tips.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about an industry museum. Of course, you know, got the Museum of Flight. That's a cool thing for some people.
Tacoma has the Museum of Glass and the Tacoma Art Museum.
The Car Museum as well.
Oh, yeah, the LeMay. That's cool.
And then there's that gas museum.
So,
like
there are, I guess the word, Maybe the word museum is just a tough word.
Yeah.
It's a building. If you say, here's a building of cool cars or a building of cool planes, mm-hmm. you'll go, I'll go to the building of cool stuff.
But you say museum and it's terrible.
I feel like it's pretty cool and hip to go to exhibits.
Exhibits. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Oh, exhibits. Yes. Climb the city's tallest building. But see, now you say the Empire State Building is so boring.
Well, no, it's a waste of money.
Oh, okay.
And it's a time suck.
Yeah.
If you could just walk in, go right on up. If like you pay, a lot of money, you could kind of bypass the line. Then it's cool because you're getting to go up on the you're on top of the Empire State Building. You got a great view. But you got to wait forever and then pay a lot of money just to go do something that you could go to another building that might not be as tall or maybe even taller, but it's not a destination place. And you could get the same view.
Yeah. And for here, look, if you get to the top of the Columbia Tower, that's awesome. We're lucky enough to work across the street. And actually, there's a cool Starbucks like on the 40-something floor of the Columbia Tower. So,
really?
Yeah. I think you go there and you get to see you're high above the city while having your latte. That, to me, is a cool thing to do. A lot of people want to go to the first Starbucks. You know, everybody wants to do that. I say go to the Columbia Tower, and maybe they're going to hate me for this because there's a lot of office people that go there, but go to that 40-something floor and have your Starbucks there. I think that's a cool experience. Or go to the Space Needle because they revamped that joint and have a meal there.
I haven't been there yet since the glass floors. I need to. I'm so excited to check that out. I just haven't had time.
You've always liked glass. Oh, that's a different thing. Never mind.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh,
somebody says when it comes to eating, though, I think it's cool to do what the locals do. Why would I eat somewhere when I could eat there at home? Oh, yeah. I like to go to a place that's popular locally, not a chain restaurant when I'm on vacation.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that. That I can understand. Like, I'm not going to go, hey, let's hit the Denny's, because it's like, I know Denny's where I'm at. I want to go to a place that is like a Seattle-specific place. Sure, like Izell's Chicken, you better go to check out Izell's if you come here.
Although
you can't
get
that everywhere.
Although when we go to Chicago, we have been to the Rainforest Cafe.
That is because we took a child named Steve who really wanted to go.
Steve really wanted to go for that one.
Yeah, he really wanted
to go. I did. And I also did it to troll our boss because he's all about Chicago and all the great places that you could eat in Chicago.
You did troll the hell out of him.
I just wanted to go so I could get a picture so I could send it to him saying, check us out. We're enjoying some of the fine cuisine in Chicago.
Oh, he was so pissed at you.
And it's me like a volcano.
Yeah.
And a frog hat.
Yep.
Like those paper frog hats, like the
so
little frog
cool.
crown.
I had never seen a standalone building that was a Rainforest Cafe. I'd never seen that before because they've always been in malls. So I was at least like, oh, well, this is a special one.
I even went so far to go to a store to buy a Chicago Cubs shirt so I could be wearing a Chicago Cubs shirt while I'm taking this picture.
It's proof.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That way it shows that I'm in Chicago.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. If you have the shirt, it shows you're there.
Was it delicious, though?
I had a really good time.
Yeah, see,
the wings are good there.
Yeah, no, they really are.
Everything is fun when there's alcohol, Danny. I mean, that's the whole idea.
And all the animals that you get to see.
Yeah. They talk to you and stuff, right?
Sometimes the rain hits.
Oh, that's awesome. And
I shook my head.
Gorillas move.
I'm in Chicago, which is known for
amazing
cuisine.
You were down for it. You were on board. Don't even
Dude,
like
I wanted
it.
You to feel good about it. Honestly, I thought it was the dumbest idea ever. But I'm like, well, everybody wants to go do it. Am I going to be that guy? So I put on my best face. Let's go to the Rainforest Cafe. It's a great idea.
And it was. We had a great time.
It was fun. Look, again, the alcohol made it a good time for me.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, seriously.
It was seriously fun.
It's like a Rainforest Cafe in Chicago. We got.
I'd never been to one before.
Okay.
So it was just like a first time for me.
So locals, whenever you're going on a touristy thing, always find the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, that's the place to
it's
go.
It's a dying breed these days.
Yeah, that's the place to go. Though I would tell people, because you can't go to, you really can't find these restaurants, and now they've opened up more here. But we were the first, I think, American location for Din Tai Fung, which is a great dumpling
DTF.
Place.
I think us in California.
We were first.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we were first. And
now we got three of them.
Yeah, but you're right. They finally opened one up in California down in South Coast Plaza. But otherwise, the other locations they had were in other countries. And so it's legit. And I would imagine, I don't know if they've opened any on the East Coast or in the Midwest or whatever, but that's a place, if you're going to hit a chain, at least hit a chain where you can't get it where you are. Like, we went to Steak and Shake and the Steak Shack.
At one time, Chick-fil-A for us.
Yeah, we couldn't get it.
In-N-Out Burgers. That's a place that people...
Sonic.
And then they say attend a sporting event. If you're lucky enough...
Yes.
It depends. I mean, when you're in a college town, sure. I mean, you go to Michigan. If you can go to a Michigan football game, why wouldn't you do that?
Dude, I don't care where I am. If it's minor league sports, I don't even care if it's a sport I'm a fan of. If someone says, hey, do you want to go check out insert local team here? I'm in, because that would be a fun experience.
I used to think that it wasn't, but, with what they're doing with minor league baseball stadiums and some of the funky things that add flavor to that, I have a better appreciation. But I was such a snob because when I lived in Rochester, I hated the minor league sports because it wasn't on a major league level. But I, you know what, Steve? There's it's different now. You get to go to an Aqua Sox game or a Rainiers game, and there's so much fun and a better atmosphere. And then you also sometimes get to see some stars that you go, hey, I saw that dude, you know, 5 years ago in Everett, and now he's a big major leaguer.
Yeah.
You, especially with the world of hockey, you've seen so many great stars now who are in the NHL that have, you know, that have played for the T-Birds or you know, the Tips.
Oh, it was awesome. We went back home to visit my family. We went to a New Jersey Devils game, and they were taking on the Islanders. And part of the excitement was, oh, I get to see Matt Barzal, who has, you know, played with the T-Birds. Great player. He's now on the Islanders and been a great player for them as well. And it was really cool until he scored the goal that won in overtime to beat the Devils. And then I started saying things that weren't so friendly about Matt Barzal because he was on the enemy's team.
Sorry about that.
Screw that guy. Never liked him in Seattle.
You also gave me the best, one of the best moments of my life is when No, we're not talking about that. It's when we went to Dallas and we were there for a convention and you said, look, I've only got one thing I'd like to do, which you've always been good. You're like, look, we'll do whatever you need to do, but can I do this one thing? Turned out it was the best thing we did when you took us to a Dallas Stars game only because of the Ice Girls. I mean, it was I don't even know what happened in the game, but the Ice Girls are all I can remember.
The Ice Girls were truly, they were all number one draft picks by Dallas.
Oh, God, yes.
They were incredible.
I was just sitting there going, wow, these women are amazing, and they're cleaning the ice, and I was just transfixed. I mean, if I had, I don't know if like I was drooling my food. It was just like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. They're cleaning ice, and they're pretty.
Yeah, they just scrape up the ice in between like plays from time to time, just to, you know, before they bring the Zamboni out to clean it up in between periods, and it was hilarious because he's like, what is going on here? I'm like, oh, that's a new thing. The attractive girls that scrape up ice.
It was the greatest thing. It was the greatest creation of humankind. Kind ever. Oh man, I hope we get. I mean, I hope we get Ice Girls when we get our team.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
I hope so. You just never know with society. Everybody gets a little, you know. I hope right because you just sit there and you go, "This is the greatest thing ever." Yeah. So they're saying if you're in a city, attend a sporting event. I would say this: you go to T-Mobile Park because it's one of the best stadiums in the country. I tell everybody that. My buddy wants to come out. And I go, dude, if you can come out, I'll get us tickets to a Red Sox game. And you'll also never want to go to Fenway Park again because, yes, Fenway's historical. But T-Mobile Park is a beautiful, unbelievable, convenient. You can watch the game from almost anywhere and have a great experience ballpark. It's fantastic.
Plus, it's a lot easier than saying, hey, like when they come during football season, I kind of like feel bad saying, hey, you should really go check out a Seahawks game. It's unlike anything else. The crowd's loud, but you can't get tickets for a cheap price because they're typically sold out and the market has bumped up the value on the secondary ticket exchange thing.
You got to know a guy.
Whereas with the Mariners, it's like, oh, you should go check out a game and you can still get affordable seats and have a great time.
Well, when my buddy comes to town, I'm going to splurge. And I'm because the Diamond Club is just, I don't know if he and his wife have ever experienced anything like that. So I'm going to Diamond Club up.
Nice.
Yeah, because it is fantastic. And you're
behind. Pocket a couple of soft pretzels and bring them back
to
Steve.
For you. I know. I'll
give you a plastic bag.
I think of you every time. I really should do that next time for you. I'm like, Steve would be, he would never leave this pretzel display. He'd never even see the game.
Dude, when we did it that one time.
Yeah.
I left with a soft pretzel in each jacket pocket.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I wrapped them in napkins and put it in my pocket.
You were like a grandmother at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that surprises me from the story is that you didn't take more.
That's all I could fit in my
pocket.
That's
all I could fit,
well,
dude.
No, you could like stuff them like in your pant, you know.
I wanted to eat them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're wrapping them in
yeah, what's
going to
stop you, man?
You see, you got to bring Vicky with her big bag. She throws everything. She would have had so many in there.
Next time I'm going with a fanny pack.
Yeah.
A big one.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.